Hello, party. You have reached Mark Bernays' line, Emerson 51412. These tapes are being brought to you by the MMBBBSSSSSSS. This week is International Direct Distance Dialing Week on Mark Bernays' line. From 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening, we're having a lecture on how international direct distance dialing works, or how it will work in the future anyway. The computer programming class will be on from 6 in the evening to 10 in the evening. So if you called up to hear the computer programming class, call back tomorrow after 6 in the evening. And then finally, from 10 in the evening till 6 in the morning, we're repeating Al Bernay's phone trip to Europe. And that's what you're going to hear now. Here's Al Bernay playing with telephones in Europe.
Hello, parties in Seattle, Washington. This is Al Bernay, the Pacific Branch Coordinator of Los Angeles. I have news for you, all people of the MBBSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSS landed out of the United States and can give you a little summary of the European way of playing with telephones. And yours truly was in Europe this summer playing with telephones. I did make a few recordings of calls. Most of this will be a lecture discussion. First of all, I visited the following countries: England, France, Germany, Spain. I will give you an account of the telephone system, starting with London, then Frankfurt, then Berlin, followed by Paris, and then Spain. I played with payphones mainly, which turned out to be more interesting than the private telephones in the houses. There was only one exception with private telephones, and I'll go into that in a minute. First of all, in London, in every town practically, except a few that haven't tied into their long-distance circuits, we have the following thing. We can dial from any payphone in England. We can dial anywhere in Europe with the exception of the Iron Curtain areas and... what's the name of that country? Oh, yes, Spain. Can't dial to Spain. Within Spain, you can dial all over the country long distance from payphones also, but you cannot dial out of Spain. Well, anyway, back to London. When you go to a payphone, you pick up the receiver, you get a dial tone, and you make your call. So we're going to dial a call now. Hold on, I'm about to dial it. Okay, I'm dialing the number now. Listen. Okay, it's ringing. This is the way it rings in England. Nobody's answering. So let's make another call now, and let's call a non-existent prefix. See what happens. There are no recordings at all in England, just special tones. The short and long tone means your number cannot be dialed, or your number cannot be completed as follows. So let's get rid of this and try again. Oops, hold on. Let's hang up the dial tone. Okay. So that's the way it is in England. You heard how some of the calls go through. And now let me explain a little more in detail. If I make a local call in England, I deposit my coin. The minute the person answers, you get reversed. The coin drops into the slot. Incidentally, when you drop a coin into an England phone, you can see the coin deposited in a display slot so that you know how many coins there are all the time. And as I said, when the party reverses you and he answers, you see the coin fall into the box. There are little round iron dowels that stick. Well, they go through a hole behind the coin. If there's no coin in there, they'll go through the hole, sense there's no coin and disconnect your call. If there's a coin there, they are stopped and the timing starts. Of course, there is no timing. You can talk forever if it's a local call in London. Now let's make a call outside of London's local dialing area, something equivalent to a 15-cent call in Seattle. The coin will drop in at the end of 60 seconds, and you have to deposit another coin, which is about, it's 6 cents to make a call originally. So about every 60 seconds, you have to drop in a 6-pence coin, and it keeps going. Now let's go up 800 miles north, or is it 600 miles, and call Glasgow, Scotland. There you have to drop in again your 6-pence coin, but in about 15 seconds it'll fall through and want another one. Now you can put in 4 or 5 ahead of time, and one by one they'll drop into the box every 15 seconds. So if you only wanted to call and ask the time or ask somebody a very quick question in Glasgow, Scotland or Dublin, Ireland or wherever you're calling, you can do it for maybe a dime or 12 cents worth, excuse me. Okay, now let's make a call to Rome, Italy. Approximately every 3 seconds, your 6-pence coin will fall through. So if you keep feeding 6-pence coins in, or every 3 seconds, click, drop, they go into the box. Still, what is it? 4 seconds for 6 cents, 8 seconds for 12 cents, 80 seconds for $1.20, or about $1 a minute. It's roughly $1 a minute to talk to Rome, Italy. That's still pretty cheap. Not too bad. Berlin, it's about the same thing. I think you get about 5 seconds per the 6-pence coin. And that is all there is to London as far as making a call. Now for miscellaneous information, using 2 payphones, I muted myself and was rejected within 9 or 0 seconds. The phone I used to make the call went back to a dial tone, and the phone that was muted in the background, you could hear it just went to some kind of a tone, which I'll play later if I have time on this tape. Okay, now what does it sound like to be reversed in Glasgow, Scotland? It's about the same as making a New York call from here, with the exception, after hearing the thump of the reversal, you get one shrill, sharp, single beat of multi-freak. 2 seconds later, the phone tries to collect the money. If there's no money there, you'll get a beep tone. This tone here is for, here's the tone now, listen. This is just a reproduction right here, not the real thing. This here you're hearing now is called the pay tone, and it's written that way. When you hear this thing, which is a little more regular than I'm doing now with my arm, the other recording is authentic, but this one I'm just putting in now. When you get this, you have 2 seconds to deposit your money. If you don't deposit your money in 2 seconds, you get a solid tone like this. And this will just keep going all night. The other phone has gone back to a dial tone, the phone you called. So this is called the pay tone, and the solid tone is called the disconnected tone. If you ever get a solid tone like that in England, you have been hung up on, and you're just going to sit there looking stupid all night listening to that 500 cycle tone. This is all there is that I can think of for London. And now, anything now that's different, I'll fill in. If it's like London, I won't talk about it. Now, the dial tone in Germany. Okay, the dial tone in Germany and in France and in Spain is just simply this. But I didn't put any calls through. It wasn't worth recording anything. There you do get recordings, and they're just in the foreign language. You wouldn't understand it. They're in French or German or Spanish, depending on what you call, non-existent prefix and all that. There is really nothing special nor anything different. Let's get rid of this dial tone. There's really nothing different. Oh, yeah. In Germany, France, and Spain, when you call a number, this is your dial tone. And if it's busy, you'll hear this. And if the phone is ringing, you'll hear this. That's all. It's really very boring, but now let me talk about Germany's payphones. Those are not so boring. Those look like a big, grand slot machine you're playing over there. Here you have not only... Now, this is the same as England, but in Germany, when the phone wants to collect more coins than you have... Well, for example, supposing your call is only going to be for 20 cents, but you put in a dollar coin. That means you'd have 80 cents credit. Well, there's a little computer readout dial, and let's say you put in too much money. It'll start reading out what that coin is worth. Now, normally you'd put in 10 coins when you make your call, and every few seconds on a long-distance call, each coin would be collected. Click, click, so on. But if you put in a $1 coin, well, you need something to tell you how much change is being used at the time. So at the time you make your call, and the minute the party reverses, a 100 appears in the computer readout dial. Instead of a coin being collected and falling into the box, the 100 changes to a 90, then to an 80, then to a 70, then to a 60, and so on. When it gets to zero, nothing. Now in Germany, they're very cold. When that thing gets to zero, or when the phone tries to collect a coin and it can't get it, you don't have a warning. You are just hung up on rudely and coldly. Clink. The little metal dowel goes through to look for a coin. If it is stopped, that's it. And in German, you get a little red sign saying conversation ended. When you're ready to dial, a little green sign in another part of the payphone says, please dial. That's Germany. I'm not going to talk about Paris at all. That's just boring. There is absolutely nothing new in Paris phones than I've told you for Germany and England. As far as tones and sounds, well, whatever Germany has, Paris has, and other towns in France. The small towns in France have very dinky payphones, if you can find any. Normally, there aren't any. Oh, yes, I forgot one thing. In Germany, they have two classes of private phones. The regular private phone, and you have to buy stock in the telephone company in Germany besides a small monthly bill. The telephones are owned by the post office also in Germany and in England. I'll admit something. I never noticed in Paris. I don't think so. I think it's a private company, but I'm not sure. I am positive, though, that in London and Germany, they are owned by the post office, because both telephone trucks, that's in both countries, say post office telephones on the side of the truck. In Germany, the telephone trucks look like, ugh, General Telephone. But in London, they are the regular green Pacific Telephone trucks. So don't worry about that. Oh, the Tandem in London, I'm sorry. The Tandem in London is a 50-story building, a very, like the Capitol building in Hollywood, only half the diameter and 50 stories tall. And in the Tandem, they won't let you go in and look, but they do charge tourists a price to go to the top and look at the view of London. Usually the visibility is 2 miles, so you wasted your money. Okay, now in Spain. In Spain, again, nothing has been changed as far as what you will hear when you dial. It's the same type of money collection system, but you cannot dial out of Spain. You cannot even dial to Portugal. You can dial any town in Spain, and their area codes are 2 numbers for big towns and 3 numbers for small towns. Now let's go back and talk about access codes and area codes. In London, 01 gets you to London anywhere in the British Isles. If you're out of the British Isles, you have to dial 44, then 01 to get London. But if you're in another country, before you dial 44 to get London, British Isles, that is, you have to dial the escape code to get out of the country. So in London, if you dial 00, you're tied into the European network. If you dial 4-9, that brings you to Germany. If you dial 611, you'll get Frankfurt. If instead of 611, it's 311, that's Berlin. East Berlin is completely in the Iron Curtain and out of all telephone systems. 5 and 6 digits are area codes for small towns in the British Isles. The big cities have 3-digit area codes, or huge cities, 2-digit area codes. Now, that is all for the telephone systems, and this is Al Bernay saying goodbye. I can keep this going on and on and on. As a matter of fact, I think I will. Echo, 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 echo,